Welcome to WP Constellations, a podcast exploration of the WordPress universe, brought to you by Stellar WP. Welcome to WP Constellations. We are from Stellar WP, and we love exploring the WordPress universe. Sometimes we look at our own internal things that are going on at Stellar and at Liquid Web. But my favorite thing is when we can reach out in the community and talk to community members about projects and things that they do within the community. And so I'm really excited today that we have somebody here with us who does things outside of Liquid Web, of course. But first, let me introduce my co-host, my first time co-hosting with Chandni Sarohi. And we actually got to meet each other face-to-face and spend some time together at WordCamp Asia recently. And that was a blast. It was awesome. Welcome, Chandni. Just take a quick second and tell everybody what you do with us at Liquid Web.
Thank you so much for having me, Michelle. So I am Chandni, everyone. Hi. Really glad to be here. I work as a customer success manager for one of the brands of Liquid Web under Stellar WP called Learn Dash. So my job exactly is to take care of new customers and customers who are interested in Learn Dash, bridge the gap, hear them out, see what they want, let them know what Learn Dash is all about, and yeah, help them go on to the other side well informed. So that's what I do.
Success is so important, right? It's more than software. It's actually people and helping them and their businesses be successful. So it's so good to have you here.
Thank you.
I'd like to also introduce our guest today, who is Destiny Kano. I'm going to read your bio, Destiny, and then I'm going to ask you deeper questions. So Destiny is the 2024 Make WordPress Training Team Rep, Black Press co-founder and head of community education sponsored by Automattic, and also the WordCamp, one of the WordCamp Asia organizers from both 2023 and 2024. And I think that's the first time you and I got to meet in person was in Bangkok last year. So it was so super cool to see you there. So welcome to the show, Destiny. It's so good to have you here.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get you on all my podcasts because I just enjoy talking to you so much. But that's another day. Today, we're here to talk about Black Press and how it all came about. But first, tell us more about yourself and what you do with WordPress.
Yes, thank you. Destiny Kano, let me take a step back. So what got me started with WordPress was kind of, I think by chance. So I was working at a digital agency and we had a couple projects where they were using WordPress and I kind of, looked at the back end and I'm like, okay, that's that thing. But I didn't really get a good understanding of WordPress until I joined Automattic in 2017 as a .com happiness engineer. And so that's when my knowledge about WordPress really just like shot up because, you have to understand WordPress if you're going to help people.
For sure.
But my journey through that took me to the community space in 2022. Before that, I was a WordPress VIP helping people, enterprise clients as a technical account manager. But I say to everyone that like coming to our like .org side of things just felt like coming home, the community space that's there, getting to work with, I know everyone's a real person, but it felt like more real people, the business owners, the agency owners, people really making a living off of WordPress, which is really impressive and made me feel like it was a great space to be in. So when I first started, I was in developer advocacy, and that was kind of not my forte. And that, if you want to do that work, you need to know a lot of developers. And at that time, I was new to the WordPress community. I did not know a lot of developers. So I transitioned into what we called a community education manager role and worked alongside the training team to help boost their goals and strategies for Learn WordPress and creating content for the WordPress community. And that was more my jam for sure. So I'm really excited to still be here with the team now as a co-rep helping to lead that process even further with other contributors.
I love that. And you're located in Japan.
Yes, I live in Tokyo, Japan.
I've heard it's beautiful. Our boss, Drew, Drew Griswold from Stellar WP raves about how amazing Japan is. So hopefully someday I'll get to Tokyo. He thinks it's amazing. So yeah, I love your journey. And I love the fact that I don't think I've ever seen you not be positive. Like maybe you're not smiling 24/7, right? But that you always approach everything with such a positive attitude. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
We're here to talk about Blood
Yeah.
Crust though, so I'm turning the next question over to Chandni.
Thanks, Michelle. Yeah, I can really feel the positive vibes through the screen. Like, wow. So, yeah, we would love to know all about BlackPress and, how does it function within the WordPress ecosystem? I'm really eager to know about that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got started with BlackPress as kind of like an offshoot work from our internal ERG, Employee Resource Group at Automattic called Cocomatic. And
That name
so
always makes me laugh.
I love
It's
TME, just kidding. But at the time I had a HR rep, Naisha Sweet, who is also very very, how did I say, passionate about, just building community and providing resources. And so we were like, how do we do like what we're doing at Cocomatic in the, community space? So that's how I kind of got introed into the community space. And we started this initiative in Slack in 2020. And at first it was kind of like a big group of people, folks from the Black diaspora and the community that were already doing things. And our initial goal was to really focus on the youth and see how we can bring more folks into WordPress at an earlier stage. And it was a lot of it was pretty American-centric because we were first targeting historically Black colleges and universities, HBCUs. But we wanted to make sure it was global as well. So we had, folks from Africa as well as North America, Europe, kind of contributing. But for a bit, it didn't like kick off in that way. There was a lot of like hopes that it would, but it takes a lot. And we're all volunteers, right? To get this kind of thing kicked off. We need connections with these schools as well. And so we kind of pivoted our focus to just let's just build the community first. And that happened through showing up at WordCamps. I think the first time BlackPress had like a big WordCamp, flagship WordCamp presence was last year, starting from WordCamp Asia. And then we tried to do something in Europe. Oh, actually, no, it was in Porto,
Okay.
EU. I had organized, a mixer there as well. So that was the first time, taking me down memory lane here, that
Wow,
we
that was
had
what,
like a
2021,
mixer.
right? Yeah.
Yeah, was it 2022?
2022. Yep, sorry.
No,
2022.
it's okay.
I'm like, oh, the years are turned together. Yeah.
I know they do.
Ah,
Oh, COVID.
exactly.
But yeah, that's like when we felt like we're now in a real space interacting with members, bringing people in. And I think that's also what started to kick things off. And we started hosting talks about BlackPress, meetup groups. And yeah, in every flagship now, we strive to have like a mixer, a community gathering, networking event. So we're still very much focused on like building the community, bringing the people in. And the please let me know if I should like keep
No, it's
going.
good. Keep going.
Okay.
Love
Okay.
it. Go ahead, enjoying it. I'm like hanging on every word.
And it's right now the co-organizers, their main focus is also like what other ways we can host events. So there's been an uptick in like online events. We're trying to do a bit more in marketing, just making sure people know about us. And I think we've seen a lot of positive interactions with folks in the community as well in that regard. So that's like our current focus.
I
I
love
feel like
that.
I'm missing another part of your question, or maybe I
No,
am.
I
Like,
think
you can let
no,
me know.
I think
I
you nailed
think
it.
I'm
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
So
amazing. Love it.
I want to talk about something that's not even on the question list. So we haven't brought this up before. So Allie Nimmons and I started Underrepresented in Tech several years ago, which you know. And we started it up, and Nigel Rogers, who's in Zimbabwe, I love him. He's wonderful. He's like, this is awesome. This is great. I want you guys to come talk to my local meetup, right? So we did the Zoom meeting and his meetup, and it was all these wonderful Black gentlemen. I don't think there was a woman in the room at the time. And so I go into my pitch, I talk about why we started it, how it's like taking off. And one of the guys says, "Well, isn't this for like minorities?" I go, "Well, yeah." He goes, "You're the only minority here." Because it was all these people who were in Zimbabwe in Africa.
Yeah.
And I said, "But globally, we're talking about globally." So you bring up the idea that you it was founded the United kind of started with the United States historically Black colleges and universities, and then went global. And there's a little bit of a difference in how Black people perceive themselves and perceive others within the diaspora, right? So because of the African American experience here too. So I just thought that was kind of interesting, and how it must be a little bit different to kind of like clue into different groups around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a struggle we have in Coco-matic as well. There comes not every Black, we're not monoliths, right? In any
Exactly.
culture or ethnicity or race. So being cognizant of that, we still want to build community. And you're exactly right. Like when I think the first time I went to predominantly Black country, I was like, oh, even I'm treating, oh, okay. So yeah, the life could have been different if I was in a different
Right.
situation.
Sure.
But those are experiences that not everyone has as well. And so when we talk about it in the context of, being global, but also trying to be aware of everyone's own relativity and their own environments, we really try to hone in on the WordPress aspect and the lack of Black presence in that. And so when we take that also to like flagships, for example, that's when, you're taken out of your predominantly Black country, for example, and you're in a space where there aren't that many people that look like you. And so that experience, I think, is like the flip end, right? And so we might not, of course, have come from the same background, but when we're in that international stage and there's less of us, we do get perceived a certain way.
Right.
And
And
so,
you get lumped
yeah.
together, kind of, right?
And
Like
we get lumped together, yeah.
whether you're from Tokyo or Alabama or Zimbabwe, for sure. Which is it's just an
Yeah.
interesting experience, and it's something that I've tried to make myself more aware of. And I think that just like being an ally within the Black Press Slack channel has really helped me learn how to be an ally just by observing and trying to be supportive. So, yeah, so thank you for creating what you've created, because honestly, it's just amazing how global you all have become, and I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
So,
and just like hi, oh, sorry.
no, go ahead.
I was just like highlighting that intersectionality is really important
Yes,
as well.
I agree, and it really is. It's an honor to kind of sit on the sidelines and watch the work be done. It's really cool. So you were one of the founders of Black Press, and you talked a little bit about how it was formed and how it came together. What kind of support have you received within the Black community and allies in general, and how has that helped move the needle forward, or is it not moving fast enough? I'm making assumptions.
Yeah, I think right now, well, we have plenty of lovely allies, yourself included, that have been helping just share opportunities, highlight folks like in podcasts or encouraging folks to speak at events locally or on a wider stage. So just having that exposure, knowing people who know people is an important aspect as well. So we're very grateful to our allies. And also we have folks who have donated website like GoDaddy, for example. That's another way that some allies can just sponsor us in a way that will just help us to continue our activities as well. And then from the Black community, I think we have received a lot of just like positivity and like, oh, I didn't even know this kind of group existed for from a lot of folks as well. And when we were able to give back, it's usually in the form of like some mentorship or, guidance and support like that, that I've seen currently in within Black Press. And that has been really, really fun to see as well, how we're just helping each other grow, encouraging each other, acknowledging each other's achievements as well. So there's that in this space, like feeling of like, okay, I can be here and I can show up however I want to show up too. I think that's also important to note. Like, you don't have to come in, especially as a person who identifies as being from the Black diaspora, as like, okay, I need to give something. Sometimes it is okay to just, be present. And that's a big part of the community as well.
Yeah, as we call it in the cyber world, lurking. You can lurk, it's okay.
You can lurk,
You can
yeah.
lurk, it's all good.
This is a
Awesome.
resource, yeah.
Exactly. Everybody doesn't have to give 100% all the time. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And you can support one another in different ways, for sure. For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that, I think feeling included, not being expected of something and just being present and yeah, also I love what you said about giving back in the way of a mentorship, learning experiences. I think that everything's wonderful. And I'm so glad, Michelle. Thank you for having me here on this podcast. Now, Destiny, that brings me, and I'm very intrigued about it. I understand there is a lot of hard work, persistence, patience that goes into building anything. So, I mean, what were the challenges, if any, you've had? I'm sure you did on the way to building this up and, going through with it, because I understand it took a bit of time, which everything takes before it reaches everyone. So we would love to hear about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think alongside the other co-founders, we had a lot of lofty goals, right? And we're like, we kind of set them without a lot of overall input from the community. We were just like, okay, we think this is what needs to happen because this is just what we've seen, which isn't bad, of course. But it did kind of limit how we could better engage with the people who are there and maybe involve them in some of the work as well. So I think a challenge was like, in some ways, just being okay with letting things go so that we can make space for what needs to actually happen. Like, we had this huge Trello board, and like, there were things that just sat, and we're just like, okay, but does the community actually need these things, or do we think they need these things? So I think every community probably reaches this point where they're like, okay, are we actually doing the right thing here? What needs to happen? Goal resetting. A full reset if needed. And so that was one challenge that we had to overcome, as well as just time, for being honest, right? Because we're all volunteers, and I finally, was like, hey, I've been here for almost 4 years at the end of last year. I need to be a lurker for a bit and see what's happening, and support from the inside, but without being in the, organizer position. And I think other folks have stepped down as well. And I think a challenge is just making, well, a challenge that we've overcome was like creating more documentation, supporting materials for onboarding people and in the organizing group, but then also within the community itself. Like, last year, the new co-organizers really helped to like make the place a bit more, I guess, like organized, I would like to say, and but welcoming. So it's like, hey, these are the spaces where you can do this, and this is how we, interact with each other. I think, Michelle, we actually borrowed from you the like code of conduct as well. We didn't even have that until last year. So there were certain things that we just needed. If we didn't stop like the goals that we were trying to achieve, to like take a step back and see how we can better serve the community as it is right now, it just wouldn't have happened. So
I think one of the greatest gifts that leaders in a group can give is the opportunity for others to step into that place and lead. And it isn't an easy thing to do because your fear is that things will fall apart without you because you were part of it, you built it. It's your baby kind of thing. And that's understandable. It's normal, right? But to be able to step away from leadership and remain part of the community and entrust it to the next, not generation, but the next set of people who are kind of stepping into those roles, it is a gift that you give to them, especially if you stay and you are part of the community that they are then leading. So kudos to you for being able to recognize leaders within the community that you could entrust
yeah.
the next steps to.
Yeah, and Ken, George, and Wynn, just shout out, they're doing an amazing job.
Wynn runs those, like the, I think it's a monthly meetup. I've made it to one so far. And I'm just like, I'm just sit there and wait and say, oh, I have a resource. Because I'm like, it's not my group to run, but I have things that I can offer to the group, of course. But she's really organized. Holy cow, that woman is, excuse me, super organized. And I noticed just this week, I can't remember who did it, but I think it was Ken, set like descriptions for all the channels, like all these notifications on my phone, like it, big, 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 big. And I thought, wow, that's so good. He's doing such a good job. So they've taken the baton and they take it very seriously. And they're doing a
Absolutely.
great job. So, but you started that in order for them to be able to step forward. So nice job. Thinking about allies, especially, but the whole WordPress community, what do you think that we can be doing better to support Black Press and other special interest groups? I never know what the right word is for like resource groups, interest groups, depending on where you are in the world, they call them different things. But what do you think that we can do to support Black Press?
Yeah, so one thing that came up at WordCamp Asia was our opportunities channel. And also I think there isn't a big awareness that anyone can join Black Press as an ally, right? So you can join our Slack, you can lurk, but if you're, an ally who has opportunities, there's a place where you can actually share those. So that could come in the form of, do you want to sponsor a speaker? Do you have some job openings? Do you have some networking events? Like, how can we increase the way that we engage with each other? And I have seen some of these come through already, especially from you, Michelle, and you're always up in the opportunities channel. I'm like, love you.
I
I love
try, I try.
it. But these are spaces, this is an open space where you can come and engage and listen. I think a lot of the time when I'm in these conversations with folks who are like, yeah, love Black Press, but what do I need to do? Show up is like one step, right? So,
Yes.
and it's also, I think one of the hardest things about running these kinds of groups, is that the folks that want to help, they often want to also, not want, but they also don't know how to share their resources in a way that doesn't feel like the community itself has to ask for it in a certain way. And so I think that's where just coming in, showing up, asking questions, getting to know us is a really good thing to at least start with. And then just floating, like, what have you done for other groups? What have you done for maybe even your own employees that you could think you can extend? What are some services that are that you wouldn't mind sharing with the community so that we can, grow our website, for example, our WordPress website? Are there talks you want to put on? Like, we'd like to try to host like monthly meetups so that people can learn about a certain topic. Are there, people that from your team have some certain expertise that would help us level up some of our folks in the community as well with different topics? So those are just a couple of ways off the top of my head. I think
I love
allies
it.
can really help us.
And I've seen allies be nervous, right? And as a, especially in the United States, because we have such a politicization, I don't know the word. It's such a political issue when it shouldn't be, right? Human people should not be politics, but it is. Politics in the United States makes the Black Lives Matter movement, things like that, it polarizes in a lot of ways. So I know so many people that want to do good work and want to be allies and want to help, but they're afraid because they don't know what to do. And my advice is always, it's not a Black person's job to teach you how to be an ally. That's the first thing. So don't come into Black Press and expect that they're going to teach you what they need, like they being the community. I hate the word they. I don't want to mean to other people when I use they, but that the community is going to teach you what it needs. You have to lurk, you have to learn, you have to do the work. And so that's my advice to anybody who wants to come in as an ally for sure. But read the room. And I've also witnessed in group discussions, white men walk in and just take over the entire conversation and all the Black people in the group are suddenly paying really close attention to their phones. So, like, read the room. If you are not contributing in a positive way, there will be signs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I think that's great. And I love that if people have opportunities to share, they should absolutely bring those forward. Because as I've often talked about, there's room for everybody at the table. And that when we really, diversity is great, but inclusion's better, in my opinion, right? If we're an inclusive society, my products, my community, everything I do at work is better because we have so many more perspectives who are lending their expertise and, who are potential buyers, represent potential buyers. So you're getting a much better representation of who your entire audience is if you are inclusive of all the people
Yeah.
that want to be there. And so that's the best way I can think of to help even the playing field and be and make sure that more people have a voice. So love it.
Preach.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunities. It really is an honor to be able to be an ally in Black press and be able to put those opportunities forward. So, yeah. Shani?
I'm definitely joining the community for sure. Yeah. So, is there anything
Thanks.
you'd like to share with us, Destiny, with our audiences? Something you wanna
Something we
let
didn't ask you?
everyone know? Yeah. Anything?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Something I want to share. Oh, I don't know.
I thought you had this big thing. You're like, oh, I thought you were gonna be like, this is the thing. And no, it's okay.
Oh, is it like something like
Anything you
personal
want.
to
Any
share?
not anything, yeah, if
Oh,
there's anything about the group, anything we haven't asked you about that you think that would add to this conversation. Yes.
okay. Well, I'm pretty certain for WordCamp US, we're trying to wrangle something together. So I would say keep an eye out for that. Hopefully for WordCamp EU as well. TBD on that. And yeah, there's also, I think, some community member highlights that are getting kicked off again. So we in the past, we Ali and Emmons was helping to, put a spotlight on certain members in the community, showing off their skills and what they're doing in WordPress. So we're pretty excited to see that that's kicking off again. So if you, I think you can subscribe to our website. If you haven't yet, please subscribe. Like,
I
hit
think
that
so.
smash button or smash that
Oh,
like
now you
button.
sound like a YouTuber.
Yeah, I know, right? I do not expect
Ring
that. Ring that
that
bell. So that should be upcoming too. And I don't know, I get excited when we can highlight our members and learn more about them.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I've always said is not about throwing money at groups. However, that being said, there are people who need sponsorship to WordCamps as speakers and organizers. That is a good use of your money. That is a good use of your resources. Pay attention if there are people who need help. That is a good way to spend your money. And the other thing I always say is it's not your job to tell people that you sponsored somebody. It's their job if they want to say whether or not they were sponsored, because their finances are nobody's business but your own, but their own. So keep that
Yes.
something between the two of you if you do choose to sponsor
Yeah.
somebody, for sure.
Absolutely.
So how do we find Black Press? And I think it's on social
Oh.
media, it's online. And then how do we find you if people want to follow up and follow you?
Yes, so the best way to find Black Press and all of our affiliated social media is at blackpresswp.com. From our site, you can also join our Slack group, and we should have some link outs to our LinkedIn group, Twitter, and Facebook. I would say probably the LinkedIn group and Twitter are more active, but Slack is the number one active spot and the way to get involved and chat with me and Michelle and Chandi going forward.
Absolutely.
And then for myself, you can find me also on LinkedIn at Destiny Fox Connell, and also on Twitter, even though I'm really bad at the Twitter and all those things, at the THEE Destiny WP.
Perfect. I can't thank you enough for being here today, spending some time with us. I love that we can talk to each other over the computer around the world and be able to have these
Yes.
conversations. So, yeah, so thank you so much for being here. Chani, thank you for being my co-host today with the great questions and the newest member of Black Press, apparently. So that's a great thing too. I love it.
Appreciate you having
Fantastic.
me. Thank you.
Absolutely. So
Thank
if
you so
anybody's
much.
interested in all of those links to all of the things we've talked about will be on the show notes for this episode. Go to stellarwp.com/podcast. Find this episode with Destiny. All the links will be there along with a transcript of today's episode. So thank you, my friends, for spending some time with me tonight. Really appreciate you. And yeah, we'll see everybody on the next episode of WP Constellations. WP Constellations is a production of Stellar WP, home of the events calendar, Learn Dash, Give WP, Cadence, Iconic, Solid WP, Orderable, and Restrict Content Pro. Learn more about the Stellarverse at stellarwp.com.